మాస్టర్ నమస్కారం. టు హూస్ టెంపుల్ ది ఆర్చ్ ఇస్ స్టార్లిట్, ఇన్ హూస్ టెంపుల్ ది సన్ ఈస్ ది ఇమేజ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, టు హూస్ టెంపుల్ ది మూన్ గోస్ ఎవ్రీ మంత్ and brings the message out every full moon, and whose message the moon sings as a word of 16 letters. His religion I belong to, his temple I visit, his name I utter, his glory I live in. To him I offer the lotus of my day. To him I offer the lotus of my night. Master Namaskaram. Master Sri Vee Vee Namaskaram. Master MN Namaskaram. Master EK Namaskaram. Master CSG Namaskaram. Master Namaskaram. Medham me hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and sisters. That I am is the eternal and the original name that each one carries. That I am. This is very well known to all those who have been attending to these teachings over decades. Blessed is the one who recollects himself as that I am and do not seek to other identities. Though we are told that we are the images of God, and though we are told that the name of the God is that, and that we are emerging from that, and that our name is that I am, we forget that I am. That's the whole game. The whole game is that we are supposed to remember that I am as our identity. Since all of us have emerged from the same source, whose name is that, we are called that I am, soham, soham asmi. But this somehow doesn't stick to us. We have to recollect this state of that I am while it is our original state. We have other definitions relating to us. When we have other definitions relating to us, our personality tends to stay in a state of non-alignment with the soul. When a personality is in alignment with the soul, the energy of the soul percolates into the personality. When the energy of the soul is not percolating into personality, the personality accumulates other things from the surroundings and fills itself. It's like when you don't have chaste food, you fill your stomach with all junk food. Isn't it? When chaste food, we are unable to access to, what do? We fill with junk food. Likewise, when we forget our original state of being as that I am, other things keep gathering inside the personality. That's where ignorance happens. The beginning of ignorance is emerging from the forgetfulness of that I am. I am that I am was repeatedly told by every initiate. I am that I am. Verily that exists as I am. Do we remember that when we are in the daily actions? Do we remember that in our daily interactions? If we remember, the energy of soul continues to drip into personality. It's like the lifeline. You set a lifeline and drop by drop, the medicine drips into your body and your health is maintained. No damage happens. Likewise, there has to be a connecting line of light between the soul and the personality, which happens when we remember, I am that I am. The moment you recollect, I am that I am, you stand as son of God. The moment we recollect, I am that I am, we stand as son of God, and we stand the chance of the light of God, the love of God and the will of God descending into us. When we forget that fundamental truth of that I am, ignorance prevails. When ignorance prevails, the pride comes. The pride. And then you do things which are not in tune with the will of God. And your knowledge does not come to your help at the right moment. Normally the knowledge should not be carried as a load on our head. It should occur to us at the right moment. If it occurs later, it has no value. It occurs before, it has no value. When it occurs at the moment, it has value. And it need not be always carried in the head. That is the facility you have when you are linked to the truth of that I am. So once this link is not entertained by us, once this link is not held by us consciously, we stay delinked. In the delinked state, the Son of God becomes Son of Man. That's how the stories are. Son of God becomes the Son of Man. If you see the story of Hercules, he was Son of God, yet Son of Man. Meaning, sometimes he slips from the alignment, then he does deeds which are of ignorance. Once again, as he recollects that he is Son of God, the light shines forth, the knowledge manifests, and he remains in tune with the purpose of life, and he continues. That's a simple story in all the labors. It is the simple story of every initiate. When he performs acts into the world, he arrives into the world with a firm alignment with that. When you have a firm alignment with that, you remain that I am. When you stay in that state of that I am, it is said that you are standing in the light. Master Jwalkur writes in his, whatever he wrote through Madam Bailey, he says, stand in light and perform your duty. Stand in light means to stand vertically under that electrical light is not standing in light. You have to stand in the light of the soul by recollecting that I am. So when you recollect I am that I am, you stand in alignment. When you stand in that alignment, from that to you and from you to your personality, there is a triple stream flowing down, a triple stream. What we call Ida, Pingala, Sushumna, or Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. In the East they say Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. In yoga they say Ida, Pingala and Sushumna. From above, these streams enter into you and from you into your personality and you perform your duties. If you see the life of any initiate, when he gets into the world, he stands connected, performs deeds of wisdom, and again he retreats himself. the most familiar story to you is that of Jesus the Christ. Whenever he came and taught, immediately after teaching he was disappearing. Meaning, withdrawing, where he is all by himself. Whenever he did deeds of healing also, after that he withdraws and remains once again with the Father. Staying with the Father firmly, getting into the world through personality, conduct the deeds, get back. That is what is expected of every student who intends to transform his personality into a temple. Then the soul is in alignment with the personality. The personality stands the chance of getting transformed into a temple. But instead of such a alignment with personality, there is a dealing, then ignorance prevails. When ignorance prevails, the personality gains pride of being an occult student. I am an occult student. I am the student of Master CSG. I am the student of Master Jualkur. I am the student of CVV. I am student of... We use all names, you know. We use all names. The more we use names, the less we are connected. When you are connected, you stay silent and you perform your deeds. Therefore, this delinking is what happens to us in spite of a repeated teachings by the teachers. The teachers very repeatedly tell us that I am, that I am. That is the meditation. In meditation, I am tries to link up to that. Thereby, as I am links up to that, personality also falls in order. It is like, I take the example of the dog. Dog is my favorite animal. You imagine the head of the dog as that, the body of the dog as yourself, the tail of the dog as your personality. Head of the dog as that, we have a head which is full of that. We have the body with upper torso, lower torso, which we are. And we have an invisible tail. Invisible tail. It wags. It keeps wagging. But if you recollect, if you relate to the head in you, when you relate to that, then the soul is standing in light. When soul stands in light, personality falls in that. Normally, the teachers say, bring the personality in alignment with the soul. Bring the personality in alignment with the soul. It is a Herculean task, meaning an impossible task. You cannot really bring the personality in alignment with the soul because personality is otherwise busy. It's otherwise busy. You may tell, let us please gather, let us align with that. But if the soul aligns with that, personality falls into it. Soul, when it aligns with that, the personality falls in order. You take one magnet, an iron piece, and another iron piece. One iron piece cannot stand in alignment with the other iron piece by itself. If you join the iron pieces together, they don't stay together. But if this, the iron piece which we call the soul, when it is associated with the magnet called that, then it gets magnetized. A magnetized soul, the personality gets aligned with it and even gets stuck with it, meaning it cannot be moving hither and thither. That's why by relating to the higher, the lower falls into an order. By relating to the higher, the lower falls into an order. If we wish to bring the lower into order, do not meddle with the lower. Because you do not know how to bring it in tune with your plan. It's for you to align with the higher so that the when you are in alignment with the higher in thought, the lower falls into an order. Therefore, the seers have given the key, relate more and more and more to that I am, which is the message of the heart. The heart always says, that I am, that I am, that I am. That is the message of the heart. Soham, soham. The pulsating principle eternally sings the song of soham. That is what we call the swan song. Swan song. Hamsa. Swan means hamsa. It is called hamsa because it sings soham. Hamsa means swan. One is called a hamsa when he is associated with the sound soham. Soham is the song of hamsa. Hamsa Siva Soham we chant. When you stand as a hamsa, your personality aligns with you. Instead of you are trying to bring it around and align it with you, you are given a technique by which it comes and links up to you. The personality itself falls into an order and links up to you. That is the theme of Raja Yoga. The theme of Raja Yoga is that you relate to the higher. The lower falls into an order. I have seen Master E.K. suggesting to his followers when they come up with any issue, relate more with the Master. That was his Master key. He says, relate more with the Master. The Master is in you. As that. The Master is in you as that. This I told you in the very first class. Very first teaching. The Master is in us, we are there, and we have our personality. We are three in one. That's what I said. So he is to say, relate more to the Master and you. Things will fall into an order. Many times he was saying that. If a young man or a lady comes to him and says, Master, I am putting on weight. My shape is getting out of order. He used to smile and said, relate to the Master. The Master will take care of you. Relate to the Master. You know what happens if you relate to the Master? You get the right thought at right time to eat right things in right quantities. You get the right thought to do the right exercise to ensure that your form is in order. You get the right thought to do the right thing at a right time to do anything. So the problem gets solved by itself. ఇట్స్ ఎ కీ దట్ యూ రిలేట్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ టు ది హయ్యర్, ది లోవర్ ఫాల్స్ ఇన్ టు ఎన్ ఆర్డర్. బట్ ది రిలీజియన్స్ ఆర్ ది ప్రీస్ట్, ది కీప్ ఆన్ సేయింగ్ సెట్ ది అవుట్ సెట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఇన్ టు ఆర్డర్. యూ కెనాట్, యూ మే ఫైట్, ఇట్ ఆల్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఇన్ ఎ ఫైట్ విత్ పర్సనాలిటీ. It's a terrible fight with the personality that happens. We have a story in Bhagavata Purana where a very strong elephant was caught by the foot in a lake of waters. The elephant is known to be the strongest one in the forest. Very strong. However strong an elephant may be, in the waters, the crocodile is stronger than the elephant. Out of water, an elephant is stronger than crocodile. But in the water, the crocodile is stronger than the elephant. He thought that he can manage with the crocodile. He tried to fight with it and fight. And fight. Endlessly he was fighting, but the crocodile was gaining more and more strength, because in water, holding on to the leg of elephant, it keeps on sucking the blood of elephant and gets stronger. The elephant becomes weaker. Our personality sucks this energy of the soul which we are. That's why over time we tend to be weak, we tend to be debilitated, we tend to be useless, we tend to be in a non-functional state. Why? Because all our energies are sucked and used by personality. That's how the story goes in Bhagavata. The elephant, therefore, after some time, realizes that it is useless to fight with the crocodile. It's useless to fight with the crocodile. He thought of relating to the divine. Now that the crocodile is gaining strength, and that the elephant is becoming weak and weak and weak and weaker, he thought of relating to that by virtue of its past good deeds. It could recollect. There is a story about its past good deeds. As it recollected, its strength multiplied, and then the crocodile got weakened. That's how this story is. Meaning, fighting with your personality, you will never win. Fighting with your personality, you would never win. Same effort you can utilize to align with the master in you. You align with the master. When the alignment with the master is getting more firmed up, the energy is come from the master. Through you, it heals the personality, and the personality falls into your hand. That's why the Raja Yoga technique is always above downwards, not below upwards. It is from center to circumference, but not from circumference to center. If you are in the center, in whichever direction you walk, you reach the circumference. If you are in the center, in any direction you walk, you reach circumference. But if you are at the circumference, if you are trying to walk towards the center, you may not touch the center, you may not hit the center. You may go from circumference to circumference without touching the center. The possibilities are very high for not touching the center. when you walk from circumference to center, the possibility is very high to reach the circumference when you walk from center to circumference. Likewise, when you think of it, when there is a problem in relation to your personality, the key is that you align with the master in you. If you align with the master, you are reinforced with will, with knowledge, and with intelligent activity. When you are thus reinforced, you are able to meet the situation with much ease. You receive the needed help to dissolve a situation which is undesirable. Otherwise, the life continues to be an eternal fight with one thing or the other. Always something or the other is out of order. So if you set one thing into order, something else comes out, gets into out of order. Isn't it? Sometimes the house in which we live can be giving trouble, out of order. We set it right. In the meanwhile, a family member gets out of order. So we have to set it right. In the meanwhile, your profession goes out of order. Economics goes out of order. You try to set it. In the meanwhile, the health gets into out of order. So you have to bring the health back into... How many things you will keep in? The scripture says the personality is like a basket of frogs. The personality is like a basket of frogs. One frog jumps out. So you go and try to collect that frog and bring it and put it into the basket. In the meanwhile, another frog jumps out. As you try to bring that frog back into the basket, a third frog jumps, a fourth frog jumps, every frog jumps. So your whole work is only collecting the frogs or putting in the basket only to ensure that another frog jumps. So you are always hunting for the frogs which are jumping out of the basket. So you should provide something within the basket which is attractive to the frog. Isn't it? If the frogs have enough food within the basket, all frogs remain in the basket. Likewise, your personality always has one problem or the other. And there is no way solving these problems. They are there. Like the tides in the ocean, the problems in life continue to be. Like the tides in the ocean. Do we have a state where there is no tide? There can be a low tide, but no tide situation is there. A low tide, a high tide. But tide is always there. Small problems, big problems. Mostly we have small problems only. If you have too many big problems, you don't survive. Small problems only, and we are engaged with it. So if you think I will take shower in the ocean or I'll take bath in the ocean, when the tides are all gone, you can never take bath. Therefore, the key is that you relate to the master in you. Relate to the master in you. So that your personality comes into an order. Comes into an order. It's a beauty. The key to the personality is also the key to the soul. When you relate to the master in you, your personality falls in an order. If you don't relate to the master in you, your personality digress from you. స్టేస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అలైన్మెంట్ విత్ ది టెంపుల్ బిల్డింగ్ ఈజ్ బై లెటింగ్ ది ఎనర్జీస్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్ త్రూ యూ ఇన్ టూ పర్సనాలిటీ. యాజ్ మచ్ యూ స్టాండ్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు ది మాస్టర్ ఇన్ యూ, సో మచ్ ది ట్రిపుల్ ఎనర్జీ విచ్ వీ కాల్ ది విల్, ది నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ది ఇంటెలిజెంట్ యాక్టివిటీ, దే కీ ఫ్లోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు యూ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ ఇన్ టు పర్సనాలిటీ, ఫ్రమ్ యూ ఇన్ టు పర్సనాలిటీ. యూ రిమైన్ ఏ మీడియం వైల్ ది మాస్టర్స్ ఎనర్జీ ఫ్లోస్ డౌన్ త్రూ యూ ఇన్ టు పర్సనాలిటీ. దట్స్ వై మాస్టర్ సివివి సేస్ బీ ఏ మీడియం, బీ ఏ మీడియం టు ది మాస్టర్. And he said, I am myself the medium of the master. If you go to Kumbakonam, when you see the list of mediums that they note, the first medium is Master Sivi. Meaning, he stayed completely alignment with the master of the universe, who exists in us as well. So when you are in alignment with it, the energies of the universal master flow through the personal master who is in you and through you to your soul and through your soul to the personal. These are the four evangelists, are the four kumaras. The universal master, he is in each one of us, apparently individually, it's all one. But when it is in you, you feel it is proximate to you. Universal Master, the Master in the unit consciousness, the soul and the personality. Four are the evangelists. Don't give names to them. So these are the four in alignment. That is the story of Ramayana. Four brothers working together. Four brothers working together. Meaning the universal master, who exists in us as that. He exists beyond us as that. He is in us and outside us. And we are there, our personality is there. So if you listen to your father, your personality listens to you. You listen. If you align with the father in you, your personality aligns with you. Don't think of aligning the personality with you. It's like three brothers. In Rigveda, they provide one him called Suparna Suktam. There it says, there are three brothers. As long as the second brother associates with the first, the third brother associates with the second. There are three brothers. If the second brother associates with the first brother, the third brother associates with the second. If the second brother does not associate with the first, the third brother declares independence. He cries out, liberty, freedom, blah, blah, blah. So you are into three pieces then. While you are three in one, you are disintegrated into three. The second is not in communication with the first. Therefore, the third is not in communication with the second. If you tell the third, the second one, which we are, when we tell the third, behave better, he can behave better, he can speak better, he can act better, he can think better, he can tell so many things to your personality, it says, go to hell. I don't care. యువర్ యంగర్ బ్రదర్ డజంట్ లిజన్ టు యూ వెన్ యూ డూ నాట్ లిజన్ టు యువర్ ఎల్డర్ బ్రదర్. దట్స్ ఎ సింపుల్ థియరీ ప్రమోటెడ్ ఇన్ ది సుపర్ణ సూక్తం, వన్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్రేట్ హిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఋగ్వేద. దేర్ ఆర్ 52 హిమ్స్ రిలేటింగ్ టు విచ్ ఆర్ రెగ్యులర్లీ స్టడీడ్ బై స్కాలర్స్, బట్ ఐ డౌట్ ఇన్ దెమ్ హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హ్యావ్ అలైన్డ్ స్టేట్. రీడింగ్ బుక్స్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్, బట్ గెయినింగ్ అలైన్మెంట్ ఇస్ అనదర్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ గెయిన్ అలైన్మెంట్ విత్ ది సుపీరియర్ ఇన్ యూ, ది ఇన్ఫీరియర్ ఫాల్స్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్. ఇఫ్ యూ స్టే అలైన్ విత్ ది సుపీరియర్ ఇన్ యూ, ది ఇన్ఫీరియర్ ఇన్ యూ ఫాల్స్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ విత్ యూ. ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ స్టే ఇన్ అలైన్మెంట్ విత్ ది సుపీరియర్ ఇన్ యూ, ది ఎల్డర్ ఇన్ యూ ఆర్ ది ఫాదర్ ఇన్ యూ, యువర్ యంగర్ వన్ ఆర్ యువర్ సన్ డస్ నాట్ లిసన్ టు యూ. ఇట్స్ సో సింపుల్. Sometimes to Master E.K., people used to come and say, my son is not listening to me. Is that the normal complaints? No? Master, my son is not listening to me. What should I do? The first question Master used to ask was, did you listen to your father? Did you listen to your father? Then the answer is silence. The master used to say, when you did not listen to your father, why should your son listen to you? It's common sense. Why should your son listen to you when you did not listen to your father? Had you listened to your father and followed his advice, your son also listens to you and follows your advice. When you did not do that, why do you expect your son to do that to you? Then the visitor used to say, what should I do now? This all happened. And he used to say, leave your son to me. Leave your son to me. I'll take care of him. In due course, he will also listen to you. Why? Because you cannot expect fruits when you haven't done the right deeds, isn't it? You cannot plant a bush and ask for a mango fruit. Can you? Likewise, students and teacher relationship. Who is a good teacher to whom the students listen well and practice well, isn't it? But if teachers expect their students to follow them, they expect that they should listen to them, the question is, did the teacher himself, when he was a student, did he listen to his teacher? Did he follow his teacher's advice? Every good teacher is a good student before. Every good teacher is a good student before. Unless you are a good student, you cannot be a good teacher. Unless you are a good son, you cannot be a good father. Unless you are a good follower, you cannot be a good leader. That's right. People want to be leaders, isn't it? A leader is one who has learned how to follow. It's through following the follower becomes a leader. It's following the student becomes a teacher. It is by following a son becomes a good father. If you haven't performed well as a good son, you cannot expect yourself to be enjoying the privilege of being a good father. These are the as above, so below. That's a simple theory. As above, so below. So therefore, the theme that comes this evening is that do not deviate from recollection, deviate from recollecting that I am as much as possible throughout your wakeful hours. If you stay in that, you are staying in the light. That light enables performing deeds better. That light enables you to perform deeds well because you get the right occurrence of right thought at the right moment. Otherwise, it does not work. That's why if you stand linked, you are only active with your five senses. When you stand de-linked, that doesn't matter, let them have some sunlight. If you stand dealing, why do you deny light to them? When you stand dealing, you remain five. If you stand linked, you stay three, as three. In light we are three, out of light we are five. In light we are three. Meaning, when you stand in the recollection of that I am, you stand with the three, namely will, knowledge and activity. When you do not recollect that I am, the three disappear, only the five remain. The five are the five senses that draw you into the objectivity. It's not that you are only drawn into objectivity. The beauty of the senses is they draw from the objectivity and fill you up. Through all the five senses, we draw energies from the world and then fill up all undesirable stuff in us. So we stand a double danger by not staying in link-up. When we are in link-up, we are called the higher five. When we are in link-up, we are called the higher five. In the morning I was speaking to you about the five heads of the deity. The higher five are the one whom we call that, the one whom we call that I am, and then the three qualities of that I am, namely will, knowledge and activity. That's how we stay as five. When we are dealing from that I am, you become a slave of another set of five. You are affected by what you see, you are affected by what you listen, you are affected by what you taste, you are affected by what you smell and what you touch. So you become a prisoner of the fivefold world. We become prisoner of the fivefold world when the link with that is snapped or forgotten. Therefore, we are given this theme of ensuring that we stay as much as possible with the simple thought of that I am. There is no higher practice than this. There are no simpler practices than this. For the human beings, there is no simpler practice than this, because every heart beats it, that I am, that I am, here I am. That is why the heart is called by Master CVV as He Art. he-art, meaning his artiness, he art. In Sanskrit, heart is called Hridayam. Hridayam means here I am, here I am, here I am, here I am. The divine is regularly announcing, here I am, here I am, here I am, here I am. Unless you are deaf, you can very easily listen to the heartbeat. Here I am, here I am, wherever you listen that pulsating resonance, it is called the song of the soul. When you listen to this music of the soul, then the magic happens in your person. Otherwise, you may break your head, you may do so many practices. The related transformation does not happen. Sometimes you are elated, sometimes you are depressed. Sometimes you feel everything is kaput. Sometimes you feel everything is very splendorous. These moods, the moods of the mind will have a sway over us when we are not linked to this fundamental truth which exists as a song in each one of us. That's why one of these major techniques given for building the personality into a temple is to stay in recollection with that I am. You can associate with your respiration and keep on recollecting without uttering that I am, that I am, that I am, that I am in English. Don't think God listens only English. You can also say, Jo soy, Jo soy, Jo soy, Jo soy. Or you can say, Soham, Soham, Soham. What is important is the intent of the song. The intent. The intent of the song. Language is secondary. Intent is primary. So when you are alone, all by yourself, just be with that. When we are all by ourselves, in the bedroom we are like that. Generally in the travel, long travels, we are with ourselves. Instead of looking here and there, looking at the air hostess, or with the stewards, or looking to those passengers who are going to the restroom and coming back, are looking to the food they serve, the drinking they serve, you are losing time. Travel is the best time to practice that I am, according to my experience. Travel happens, you are with that I am. Travel is the only time where you are not demanded to do this, to do that, and all that. Isn't it? No one can send you a message. No one can would telephone to you. Isn't it? No one would email to you. No one would come and meet you. You don't have to go and meet anyone. What a facility. You have to look for avenues to practice that. Till morning around 9 o'clock, we can disconnect with the world by putting the mobile phone in aeroplane mode. Finished. No message. Once you change from aeroplane mode to normal mode, ting 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 ting, so much world comes into it. It's a facility. In the olden days, unless you put off the receiver, the telephone keeps on ringing. But here is a method by which you are not accessible. That's how the message is. Not accessible for the moment. We gain access to that. So travel is one good time. Long travels can be taken advantage of to relate to that I am. Likewise, loneliness can be taken advantage, ekanta we call it, to be alone, can be taken advantage of. Likewise, if you retire early to bed, you have time before you sleep away to relate to that I am. And if we are in a kind of conversation with 4 or 5 persons, when it is tending to be a gossip, you can remain silent and relate to that I am while others are engaged in gossip. They feel that you are part of it, but you are not part of it. These are all facilities if you have the taste for that I am. When you haven't developed the taste for that I am, you cannot really set right the personality, much less transform it into a temple. So there is only one master key to set the personality into order by relating to that. That's why when you are a master of such practice, you would extend that whenever you see in the surroundings. Not only in you, that is there around you. That which is in you is also in the surrounding. May the light in me be the light before me. Meaning, it is also there in Ramana, it is also there in Anna, it is also there in Dorle, it is there in the camera, it is there in the form of the mobile phone, everywhere that exists as this. That's the mantra in the Upanishads. That exists as this. And this is no other than that. So then what happens? You are taking to an advanced step of practicing that I am. That which you see outside is no different from you. In the core it is that. Here also the core is that. There is no other. There is a statement, there is no other, only the brother. So as long as you see that outside, you meet levels with others. You meet levels with others. Meeting levels is a great concept. You can meet a child and meet level. You can meet an elderly person and see that. You can meet in a dog, in a bird, you can see that. In the plant, you can see that. First practice within and try to relate to that in you. That which is in you is also around you. Then the personality stands a better chance, because within and outside you are connected to that. Therefore, the alchemy continues to happen with the personality. If not, the personality takes ages to train it. Ages to learn. You listen to your boss. Your subordinate listens to you. You listen to your father, your son listens to you. You listen to your teacher, your student listens to you. That's the link. That's the flow. The God in man and the man in God, when they are together, the personality is transformed. That's the approach of synthesis. There are not too many practices, single practice. I will narrate a little story and conclude this session, because this is also like in the morning, like every teaching, each time a different dimension is given. It's for you to practice it. It so happened, once Master E.K. went to the Western India. He was taken by one of his followers to the temple in Shirdi. I told you in the very first class, you remember, that the one who sees light within and around, he doesn't have to go to temples. He is himself a temple. But his associate, a follower, he said, Master, he was the governmental head in that region. Master, shall we go to Shirdi temple? Then such a proposal comes, you should not say, no, I will not. Because in Shirdi also there is light. And the proposal is coming from light. She said, let's go. Having gone there, the associate said, very nearby here, there is an initiate whom I know. Would you be interested in meeting him? The master said, yes. So together, two of them, they went to the place where that initiate stays. By the time they went there, it was 10:30 in the morning. The initiate was sitting in a chair outside the house, and very leisurely he was, a barber was doing shaving to him. He was a bit stout, not as agile and as Master E.K., in form. He is very relaxed, and at 10:30, normally in India, this barber business is done much early in the morning, not in the late hours. So the barber was shaving him, and then the associate introduced Master E.K. to him, saying that this is a master coming from the east. Then he looked at the master in his own style. The master also looked at him. Master was looking into him to relate to him. Then the initiate said, it is in it. This is exactly in English he said that. It is in it. Meaning what? The soul is in the super soul. That's it. He said, it is in it. Don't worry like that. Don't see the outer. The soul is in joyful connection with the super soul or the master. It is in it, he said. Like that, with a smile. Immediately master bowed down and touched his feet. Immediately. Then that initiate also, he stood up from his chair. He asked the barber to stay aside with half shaven. Touch the feet of the master. See, novers are like that. Novers are. Then the initiate, he told Master E.K., I do not follow the Eastern discipline. I do not follow the Eastern discipline, meaning wake up very early in the morning, get ready, take shower, and be ready to receive the sun rays, and then chant Gayatri. These are all the normal Vedic practices. He said, I am not disciplined in those Eastern practices. Then Master E.K. said, It's no more necessary. All practices are meant to get plugged to the universal energy, isn't it? Once you are plugged with universal energies, the normal rules which are applicable for occult students are not applicable. They have different rules. When you are a student, you have certain rules. When you have passed the exam, the rules that you follow for studentship are no more relevant. So Master E.K. said, it's not necessary anymore. Then the initiate, he said, please give me 1 hour time. I will complete shaving. I will take shower. I will cook for you and serve you. I know you will not eat if I don't take shower. You will not eat if I cook without taking shower. I know your discipline. So I will take shower and I will only cook for you. I will not let anyone come near the cooking place. He took care and he made sure that the food is cooked only by him and served only by him. Master E.K. narrated this to us. And it was, he cooked so well. One of the qualities of a good initiate is they are very good cooks. Master E.K. was also a very good cook. Very good. Many times we enjoyed his cooking. So coming back to the point, see this initiate, he is eternally connected, that's it. When you stay connected, all can happen through you because it is that which functions through you. It is that functions through you. We have seen many such things with him. Once a man came, a businessman, he came with a bag full of Indian currency. Indian. The master was on a cart. He came, touched the feet of the master, the same initiate, and said, Master, by your advice I gained lot of wealth. So I offer this money to you to use as you like. The master said, how much is it? He said, 700,000 rupees. 700,000 rupees. Today it would be 7 million in terms of value, or even more. This happened 20 years ago. So he said, where shall I put this money? The master said, under the cart. Under the cart. You know where his cart is? He's always outside the house, not inside the house. He never believed sleeping in the house. You know the statement of Jesus Christ, the Son of God has no roof to lay his head. Normally they don't sleep within the houses. They stay outside. The cart is outside the house, and the man came with all devotion and offered a full bag of currency. And the master says, just put under the cart. He was surprised. Under the cart? No bank account? No bank. No safety locker? He said, don't bother. You give it to me. What I do is my business, not your business, isn't it? He left. And then he told us, saying, this money has come for a person who will now come. Another person will come. Wo aadmi abhi aayega lene ke liye. There is already someone who is in need of that kind of money. He is already coming towards him. He is out. He has detrained in the station and is coming towards the master. So the master said, as this fellow leaves, that fellow will come. It is for him, this arrangement is made by that. it is for him. This arrangement is made by them. So one comes and gives money, another comes to receive it, and his cart is clean in another 15 minutes time. There is no money there. So when you see such episodes, and the only thing he does all the time is soham, 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 all the time only soham. Another way of saying soham is tat sat, tat sat. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said it as tat sat, that is the truth, that is the truth. Hari Om Tat Sat. Like that he was singing. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. He is in that eternal link. When you are in eternal link, everything falls into your heart. Your personality becomes a temple. And it can serve varieties of purposes which are decided by that. The will of God functions through the one in whom the personality stays aligned with the soul. So therefore, the simplest of the practices is to relate to that in you through the swan song, that I am, that I am. Do that, be sure, in a matter of 12 years, you are transformed. Anything sincerely done for a period of 12 years, you get fulfilled, because 12 years is a Jupiterian cycle. The Jupiter fulfills you. So therefore, try this technique. It's already, since Sunday we are speaking varieties of methods. This is one more to build the temple. Sunday 2 classes, Monday 2 classes, 2 days, Tuesday 2 classes, 6. Wednesday was holiday for us. We went to falls. Thursday morning I spoke to you one technique, the 7th. This is the 8th technique. We get 2 more techniques. Any technique of your choice, you work with it. It will quickly enable us to cause fruition to the efforts that we are doing. May that be so with all of us. Namaskaram.